And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of naked poison ivies, it's the most random show on the internet. It's the Buzzkill Lives Fan Expo Dallas Preview. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most random show in Dallas. Yeehaw! That was not fun for me. I am not that, what's the word, I'm like a country? You know this.
Redneck,
I'm not
maybe?
Redneck, yes.
I'm not sure.
I'm one step away from having a reality show with Roseanne's ex-husband. I
need the hat.
I need the hat. No shit. All right, guys. Welcome to the most random show on the internet. Welcome to the Buzzkill Live from Fan Expo Dallas. This is part two of our two-parter. Tonight is going to be a little different. Yes, Chris Knight's sitting at home in the big comfy chair, touching himself as usual, but we're just going to let that slide. Tonight, that's right, I'm joined by not one, not two, but three very lovely ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kelly, Chris, and Sabrina to my Bosley.
Thank you.
1970s Charlie's Angels reference for all of you people that was born after 1990. Okay, so joining me is, okay, do you want to go by your real name?
Yeah, that's fine.
Joining me is Sharon. Do you want to go by your real name?
Sure thing.
My future mother-in-law, Kristen, and the macaroni to my cheese, Ashley. You can say hi and not, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you listening, she waved. She fucking waved. I don't think she's grasped the concept that this is like radio and no one can see it.
One of these days, Richard. One of these days.
I'm gonna punch you straight in the face, right? Right?
Somewhere.
All right, guys. So, technically, the three ladies in this room are, well, you're not, but you went to a small one. Big con virgins until today, and that cherry got completely busted by probably a Deadpool. So, we're going to talk about what their experience was at Fan Expo Dallas. If you are in the Dallas area, tomorrow's the last day. Check it out. Don't forget to buy tickets to Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. That is going to be a phenomenal three-hour show, probably, because I figure they're going to talk forever. Don't forget, next week we're going to be in Little Rock for River City Comic Expo. In July, we're going to be in Paragould for Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo. And in October, we'll be in Memphis for the Memphis Comic Expo. All right, so let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. Who should I start with? Did you guys draw straws?
No, we're just waiting for you.
Well, at least you talked this time and didn't just signal things. ladies and gentlemen, if you see messages on my Facebook of me sleeping alone, please send all care packages to Richard Pruitt at tbkmagazine.com. I will accept anything through PayPal. All right. Well, let's start with Sharon, because this was your first convention completely.
Yes.
What was the first thing that you noticed about everything? What was the first thing that caught your eye? What was the first moment that, whoa, these are my people?
I have always, always loved Halloween and costumes, and I love the idea of cosplay and just being able to sit back and look at all the costumes as they come through was just absolutely amazing. And the first time that someone asked to take mine and Kristen's picture kind of took us back, because we were taking everyone else's picture that we could, and we were just really, really surprised when someone stopped us and wanted to take our picture. So that was pretty awesome.
So not only was this your first con, but you also first time cosplaying with a group of people that do this all the time as well.
Yes, correct.
All right, so what did you cosplay as? So for the people at home who hasn't seen the pictures yet, who are going to see them Monday, what did you do for your cosplay?
I did steampunk. It was just a generic steampunk person, not any particular theme.
And Kristen, what did you do?
I was kind of a steampunk Mad Hatter.
It was a steampunk / hipster / everything in between. It is one of the coolest outfits ever, though. And Ashley cosplayed as a loving fiance. So that's what we were.
You just think I did.
Thank you. you talked. I know this is going to get old for you listening, but trust me, I'm going to get punched enough to where you're going to hear enough ouches. This is going to be worth listening to by the 15 to 20 minute mark. Trust me. Okay. So your first time at a con for, okay. So any costumes that's caught your eye completely today?
There was a bell, but it was not one of the, Beauty and the Beast bells in the gown like we see so often. It was a bell from the beginning where she was in her simple dress reading a book. We really loved that one because it wasn't the cliched bell.
I didn't even catch that one.
We got pictures.
See those on Monday at BuzzkillMagazine.com. That's right. Don't forget to check out the BuzzkillMagazine.com.
We got some pictures.
What about you? This is your first convention. First time with anything like this, Kristen. What was your first experience walking into the building?
It was very, very overwhelming.
For all of you who don't know, there was a ton of people there.
Very, very, very lot of people.
Absolutely.
We're going to come up with an official count.
And it got worse as the day went through.
Yes, absolutely.
But it was still fun and would not change it for the world.
What was your first takeaway walking into this thing? Do you have anything other than, oh shit, I'm with him?
Well, there's always that. No, just the number of different takes on all of these same characters that you always see. And there's always something new to be added to stuff. Everyone has been so creative through this whole thing. It's really, really awesome to meet all of these different people with all of these different ideas.
Did anything make you go, what the fuck? Because I feel like that's just something that's going to happen at conventions all the time. Besides, you know, the reek of Axe body spray that occasionally comes out. But
absolutely. We saw so many crazy poison ivies.
Oh my gosh.
We saw one that had on absolutely no underwear. She had on a Pikachu fanny pack to cover the front. And to cover her tush, she just had on leaves. It was crazy.
And if you add to that the male poison ivy that had on this tiny little speedo and some vines, and that was it.
I know there's a picture of that one for everyone, Liz. I know there is a photo of that one.
Basically, just do not cosplay poison ivy. Just do not do it.
Okay, so when Chris and I did the show, we talked about what we were going to see the most of at this con, and we thought it was going to be Deadpool and Harley Quinn, and I feel like we were way off. There was a lot of Harleys and a lot of Jokers, but I still feel like there might have been more Poison Ivies and more Star-Lords than I seen anything else today.
We actually didn't see any Star-Lords.
I saw one.
I think we saw 35.
I saw one.
We had at least a dozen Rays that we found too, though.
Yes.
Oh, Ray was huge.
Really, really good.
Ray was huge this year.
Yes.
Yes.
Not a single Poe.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not a single Finn either.
No.
No, we haven't
seen all of this.
And there was but we did see a BB-8.
That was pretty awesome.
That was really awesome. The up one was really good as well.
Yeah.
All the pictures are coming on the website on Monday. All right. So now the thoughts that you guys had when you first were like, okay, trying to process what you were going through, did it meet the expectations, surpass the expectations, or were you just completely underwhelmed?
For me, it completely met my expectations. I absolutely loved it. My husband knew that I really enjoyed these types of things, and he's actually been showing me cosplay videos for years. So I knew kind of what to expect, and I just absolutely loved it.
What about you?
It met and surpassed mine. I would love to do it again, and I would continue to do it again.
If you live in Podunk, Arkansas, kids. Anything like this is going to boggle the imagination, trust me. I know you'll do it again. I don't even have to ask you.
I don't think you've ever giving me a choice.
Nope, because you have to. She'll be in July. She'll be at Paragould in July.
That's okay. I will be too. Yeah.
Hey, guys, if you want to be Charlie's Angels, don't be a Paragould. And I will try to make sure that Ashley has the Farrah Fawcett hair. Okay, now.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for that.
You're very welcome.
I'm sorry.
You're very, very welcome. All right, so okay, overall, anything you guys looking forward to for day three? Anything that's going... are you ready to see? Are you ready to get this thing started? By the way, just really quickly, wear comfortable shoes. Good.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell your story.
So as a part of my steampunk costume, I wore black leather knee-high boots. They were heeled. And by 3/4 of the day, I was miserable. And I was planning on wearing them again tomorrow as a part of an Elektra costume, but that has changed. I will not be cosplaying tomorrow.
Did you have anything that you want to add, like, for beginning cosplayers? What would be, since this was your first time, any advice you would give to them?
Take your time in planning your costume, and I think just start off slow. Like, there's a lot of professionals out there that spend tons of time, tons of money. You're probably not going to reach that point in the beginning. So that's fine. You know, you don't have to reach that level right away. Go out there and experience your first con and see what's out there so you can compare and work your way up to that level.
What about for you? What would be the first thing you would tell somebody if they're like, I want to get into cosplay since I heard you guys do it on this stupid show? What would be the first thing?
Just go out and have fun with it. It's not anything that has to be real big. Just fun.
I agree.
Well, first off, if this show's what's going to convince you to go to somewhere and cosplay,
please
I'm
tell
sorry.
Everyone. Please yes. tell everyone.
I'm very sorry. But go as far out of the box as you can. Try some of these weird original things that nobody thinks of. We found a Darkwing Duck at a Kim Possible today, and it was awesome.
I have to let everyone know, and I said this on the show the other night, that my favorite cosplay ever was the Green Monkeys in Kansas City from Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That's awesome.
Today, we found something that topped it, and that was a champion from Guts. With the Astro Crag trophy, a contestant from Double Dare, and a silver, I think a silver snake from Legends of the Hidden Temple. It was all three of the greatest kids game shows in one photo, and the child in me just decided to woo pop out at that exact moment.
Did you see the killer Teletubbies?
They followed us everywhere for like a good hour. It's like all of a sudden we look around and there's Tinky Winky right behind me with like this face. It's like covered in blood. Just like, argh.
Yes, they were awful.
They ate foe.
We didn't get pictures of that, but they did.
One of the funniest cosplays I've seen. Disturbing yet hilarious cosplays I think I've ever seen.
Outside of the box.
Outside the box. Think of something crazy. Yes. You can put characters together. There was a Darth Vader Mickey Mouse. Yes. That was awesome.
Harley
what?
And Joker from Silent Hill.
That was cool, too.
Pyramid Head Joker is freaking awesome.
Yes.
There was a lot of great cosplay today, and we're going to get a lot more tomorrow. Okay, so now we got to talk about this trip in general. First of all, these poor unsuspecting souls had to ride in a car with me for 6.5 hours. And anyone who's listened to this show knows I can be a dick. So, and anybody else knows, Chris would then say, that's what I eat. So, all right. So, I made a promise to every listener the other night. Made a promise to every one of them. That we talk about the trip first, and then I'll get to that promise. But what did you think of Medieval Times? Yes, we finally fucking did it. I am so excited about this. One of the first things I talked about on the very first show ever was wanting to go to Medieval Times. It was on my bucket list. Very first episode ever in August of 2013. Or 13, we talked about this.
Aww.
And then tonight I was like, holy shit, it's happening. So the kid in me was like, yes. I also have a story of reason why this is kind of special. But okay, start off. How was that for you?
It was great. It was. So for anybody who doesn't know, it's like Dixie Stampede, except with
better
with knots and horses and
it was amazing.
Yeah, it was really
yeah, you're
fun.
Not going to get a joust at Dixie Stampede unless two people are fighting with a chicken leg. Shit. Oh God. So what about you? What was your how'd you feel about this?
It was way beyond amazing. I loved it.
This was a last minute decision where we were driving by earlier today and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to look up how much it is while sitting in the hotel room. By the way, fuck you, Cricket. And sitting in the hotel room waiting for that to happen. And it was like, oh, I can get a 42% off deal. Fuck yes. How was it for you?
The food was phenomenal. The show was great. And considering I'm still wearing the hat, I think we're going to count this as a good night.
Okay. So let me tell you guys something. I'm just going to tattle a little on you. I ordered these tickets at 3:46, or no, 4:46. And all of a sudden, I look over. As soon as I hit the order button, somebody has a problem with eating with their hands. And I don't understand, because I figure as a child, she was probably shoving cake everywhere. Like, I mean, we're talking red velvet chocolate just everywhere. Am I wrong right there?
No,
I didn't think so.
You're not wrong.
Okay.
You're not. Yeah, no.
So here's what happened. She's looking it up. She's like, I fucking hate Dixie Stampede because I have to use my hands. And
because I do sound like that.
When she's having a meltdown, she sounds like a constipated Yogi Bear. It happens. It's whatever. Hey, boo-boo. So... So as soon as I hit order, she's like, oh, you got to be shitting me. And then takes her phone, throws it halfway across the bed, kills my Gardettos, which you probably broke every ride chip in the bag. And she's like, they don't use silverware, you dick. Because when she said this, she's like, if I don't get to use fucking silverware, I'm not speaking to you the rest of this fucking trip. Did you not say that to me?
I did say that to you, and you should be glad I'm here.
But it's because she said it before I ordered, and before she found out about it. And she is a little, well. And all right. So, okay. So for really quick, in high school, we did a show for elementary kids of Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. Do you know the story?
No.
Sir Gawain is this nerdy guy who's wanting to join the round table, and the Green Knight's just a badass ass kicker, and, you know, who's a dick. So the idea is that Gawain kills the Green Knight and becomes part of the round table and is this overall hero. So I got to be the Green Knight in this play. And they stuck, and I always loved the time period, and I love Renaissance festivals because of turkey legs, but that's another whole thing. But they stuck me in this mask that all of a sudden I can't see out of. And the dickheads who were putting together the stage at the time, the set, put a log out to where I couldn't see it. And we have a 6-foot tall stage. Next thing I know, I'm landing on first graders in the front row. And I'm like, what do I do? And I had to actually have stagehands come carry me out, because I was like, if I move, I'm giving away the illusion that I'm dead. Method acting. But at that moment I was like, I really love the time period, and that what really got me started. And at that moment I always wanted to go to medieval times, but the closest thing we have to it is fucking Dixie Stampede. Which pretty much is like going outside in Missouri and going, yay. Fucking just going to every feedlot in Kansas. Alright, so really, okay. Anything else you guys want to add about the convention? Anything else at all? Hold on. So this is the first year they've ever sold mystery boxes at any con I have ever been at in my life. So mystery boxes, for anybody out there who's got Loot Crate or any of those, knows what they are. But this year they're like, here, we're going to sell them at the convention. We got three of them. Ashley and I got one together. Kristen got one. Sharon got one. Are you happy with your purchase at this point?
Yes.
You.
I'm super happy with it.
Two Doctor Who ones and a random ass, but just had, what, Doctor Who stuff in it? Game of Thrones. What all did yours have in it?
Doctor Who, Game of Thrones,
if you could,
Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. What'd you have of Downton Abbey anyway?
A phone case.
What the hell?
I didn't even know they made Downton Abbey phone cases.
I figured it was like a deck of playing cards or something.
Yeah,
and it was for like an old generation phone.
Yeah, for an iPhone 5.
Five. Yeah.
It's for an iPhone 3G.
What's the last one?
You did get a Doctor Who phone case wallet.
And a phone case wallet.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember what the last one was.
Yeah, she got some badass stuff in that. If you're at Dallas, if you're a Fan Expo Dallas, and I hope all the other cons start doing this. Because that was really awesome.
It was.
And
there was a possibility to get a ticket in it to win a bigger prize.
Yeah, and the bigger prizes were great. I was so hoping for the Hulk Hogan dildo doll. I'm not even going to lie. It's like a 3-foot tall Hulk Hogan. I was like, yes, make that happen. Make that. Oh, okay. So dildo dolls. Okay. So the 3-foot ones, if you buy them out of the box, usually at, you know, like you never buy a loose action figure because they're usually probably used as some sort of sex toy and you just don't really want that on your hands. So that's why they're called dildo dolls to me. Okay. Anything else you guys want to add about the convention? Anything at all?
We saw this absolutely wonderful girl who has her own foundation called Causabilities. It's for people who have disabilities and still want to cosplay. She was in a wheelchair, which she had decorated like a Dalek. And she was so super sweet. And she actually had a panel, which unfortunately we missed. But that was really amazing. And then we saw several little babies who were also cosplaying.
They were adorable.
And we literally we raced after them through the crowds to get their pictures. They were so cute.
Does this pretty much say the family who cosplays together stays together?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
The Incredibles.
Look at the generations of the Incredibles.
That was freaking fantastic.
Yeah, we saw them too. They were awesome.
They were awesome.
Last year, we got a picture of Wash, Zoe, and someone was carrying a baby Jane.
Aww.
And I was like, come on. That's just awesome. Oh, what about the older couple? That was Han and Leia.
I didn't get to see that.
And that was fantastic.
Did y'all get pictures?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
As well as Barf and, I'm going to forget her name. The princess from Spaceballs. My mind just went completely blank.
I know who you're talking about, and I can't think either.
Vespa. Princess Vespa. That was awesome as well. Some great cosplay, guys. You guys knocked it out of the
really
damn
good.
Park this weekend. So tomorrow, day 3. Anything else you want to add? Anything with cosplay? Anything with the convention floor? Anything with walking? I made 400 butt tiles. That's great. Let me explain this one to you. So I don't have my phone on any sort of way of locking with the exception of just sliding over. Because I'm like, well, I shouldn't need this. I don't have to hide things, you know? All of a sudden today, I looked down at my phone. I had 147 missed calls to Chris, like 700 missed calls to other people. It was fucking ridiculous. So if you got a butt dial for me, congratulations. You're one of many. Jeez. Anything you would like to add? You shaking your head no, they will not hear. Well, they might, but that's a horrible thing they do.
No.
All right, so the three of them have no idea what's about to come up. Guys, we made a promise, and we are going to keep our promise. Number one, you guys are going to do a nerd debate, and you're going to do one of our most famous topics ever. And it involves My Little Pony. Do you know enough about My Little Pony to talk about this?
I've not watched it in like 20 years.
Okay, good. We'll do the Batman one then. All right. You're looking at me like I have just shot JR. Texas reference. Hey.
Very good.
What is wrong?
You wanted to do the My Little Pony?
No, I know it should. What is wrong? What is wrong with it? What's going on? Are you okay?
I know what's about to happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, what time is it? Game time, huh? No intro. No intro. All right, guys. No intros this week. No commercials. Nothing. No sound effects because fuck it. I don't want to take the time to add those because it's 11:20 and I'm tipsy and I want to touch my nipples. All right. We made a promise to our fans. And I apologize now, you poor I feel bad for anyone who's next to us in rooms. Ladies and gentlemen, the three of them are going to play our most popular game show ever, voted on by Twitter.
Oh, no.
At TV Cat the Buzzkill Magazine, at Craving Humor. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, don't forget to visit our stores while they're over there. While they're over there freaking out because they know a game they're about to play. Don't forget to visit our stores. shop.spreadshirt.com/thebuzzkillmagazine. Zazzle.com/cravinghumor. Don't forget to help us out on Patreon so we can do more things like this. Patreon.com/tbkmag. Okay, I got that out of the way. As I forgot to do that in the opening.
Good
luck. Yeah.
Good.
Ladies.
Super proud.
So Big Dick Thick is here. And you guys are about to play the most.
Just get it out.
You guys are about to play Where's Timmy's Penis. Are you cool with this? Which, by the way, convention edition. So it's going to be somewhere in the nerd realm. He's going to explain the rules. I am going to give you a fair warning. He is kind of an asshole. Are we good with this?
Yes, we are.
Have any of you... Have you heard the game before?
Yes.
I know you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
Not
ladies and gentlemen, I may be killed by my future mother-in-law as well by the end of the evening. Are you okay with this? She said no, by the way. Is there anybody, you know? You do realize you have to guess, right? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the host of Where's Timmy's Penis, Big Dick Thick. Oh, and Timmy is here as well. And not to mention, they have a special guest. It's time to play America's House New Game Show! It's time to play Where's Timmy's Penis? Those poor suspecting bastards in the hallway. Alright, here are the rules of the game. Timmy's going to give a location of his clue on where his penis is today. You're going to get a one guess. Timmy's going to give you three clues. You get one guess for each clue. And you're going to be wrong. 100% you're going to be fucking wrong. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes!
Okay, let me just say this really quick. When Big Dick Thick asks a question, you answer it because if you don't, I'm going to hear about it and I got to pay this fucker more.
Okay.
You need better hosts.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, look, it's the best I can do with Craigslist, okay? Hey, okay. I resent that, Mark, you fat fuck. All right, so here we go. It is time to play. Timmy, where is the first clue on where your penis is today? It's around a bunch of people. Timmy's penis is around a bunch of people. You get it? People. It's fun to say. Say it with me. People. People. Look at me. Ha. All right. Sharon's going to go first because she's all the way down there.
Okay. So is it at the Comic-Con?
Wow. She went right for the obvious. Woo. Timmy, is your penis at the Comic-Con? We already know it's not. No.
Can I ask a question?
No!
That's rude.
No questions can be asked until the end of the game when I'm out of here on a plane back to Chicago.
Fine.
Okay. Kristen, what's your guess on where is the location of Timmy's penis? Hey, it's not at the con.
The hotel.
Oh boy. Timmy, is your penis at the hotel? No, I had to sleep in my car. Timmy's penis is not in the hotel because we're cheap and we're not going to pay for that little fuck. Ashley, where is the location of Timmy's penis? Timmy's penis's location is what? The location of where's Timmy's penis is what? The location.
Dixie Stampede.
That's the best guess yet, even though it's wrong, but it's the best guess yet. Timmy, is your penis at Dixie Stampede? No, but I really love titties. Apparently, Timmy is a really weird dude. I did not know Timmy was a breast guy. Just found that out today. Good idea. All right. Timmy, give us the second location of where your penis is today. It's in a costume. Timmy's penis is wearing a costume. Kristen, what is your guess here on where is Tim? You should have realized you're in the middle. She was first. You're going second. Numbers, 1, 2, 3. All right, here we go. Kristen, where is Timmy's penis? It's in a costume.
Medieval times.
Timmy, is your penis in the place where Richard had a hard-on from childhood? No, but I really want some chainmail. Apparently, Timmy needs some extra protection this evening. All right, Ashley, do you know where the location of Timmy's penis is today? It's in a costume. In a group of people. Silence has fallen. Silence has fallen. No? Are you protesting the game?
Yes.
You are the best contestant we've ever had. Congratulations. Seriously, she's the first person to protest this stupid game. Finally, somebody gets the idea. Fuck. But no, you have to actually answer. What's your guess on where's Timmy's penis?
Trying on costumes at the porn store on the corner.
Is Timmy trying on costumes at Sarah's Secret? Really quick, we just gave a shout out for the porn store. I figure you've already been there a couple of times. I have a dildo with your name on it. All right! It's going to be a fun night for Big Dick Thick. Timmy, is your penis at the porn store trying on the costumes? No. I'm more of a nude kind of guy. Timmy likes it naked! Sharon, what's your guess here on where is Timmy's penis?
What type of costume is nude?
He cosplayed as Poison Ivy today. He had on a Pokemon fanny pack, guarantee it.
So is he at like a fabric store getting the remainder of his costume, like the leaves?
Timmy, were you at the fabric store getting whatever the fuck she said is wrong anyway, but whatever the fuck she said.
No. What the hell's a fabric store?
Timmy is very manly for once in his life. He actually said something manly. All right, it's now time for the third and final clue here on where's Timmy's penis. And guys, we have a special presenter on where that clue is today. Ladies and gentlemen, may I give a special presentation to my best friend and yours, Charlie.
The third clue on where's Timmy's penis is, it's tight.
Timmy's penis is tight. Costume, tight, in a group of people. What's your guess? Ashley, because you're the third one.
Yay for counting.
Yay for counting. We can do math. It's because no one has on shoes and I can count that way. All right, what is your guess?
The con after party at the Alamo Draft House.
Timmy, is your penis at the after party of con?
No, I don't get invited to parties.
Ashley's got nothing! Because you know what? She was wrong. Sharon, what's your final guess here on where's Timmy's penis? Dear God, please make it good.
Okay, so he's nude. And in something tight. And probably around people. Is he in a condom?
Timmy! Are you in a condom?
No.
Did Dang, that was a good answer, I thought.
I'm not that ribbed. All right! Timmy is not in a condom. Kristen, if you can pull yourself from hysterically laughing, it is your final guess on where's Timmy's penis.
I don't have a guess.
Timmy, is your penis floating in a big ball and nothing? That was my second marriage. Timmy's penis is not in a big ball of nothing. All right. Do you guys give up?
Yes.
Seriously. Yes. Seriously. Yes, those were the worst guesses ever.
Yes.
Holy crap. All right. Timmy's location. The first clue was it's around a bunch of people. It's tight and he's wearing a costume. Timmy's penis is driving out of a cave in the back seat, sitting next to Boy Wonder. Timmy's penis is with na 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 awkward Batman. 1966 Batmobiles where Timmy's penis was. You guys, wow, that was rough.
But that's not around a lot of people. Timmy lies.
No, the Batmobile would be around a lot of people. If you're out in public, you
driving
would
out of the Batcave.
Driving out of the Batcave, which is 14 miles away in the TV show. Do you really think we're going to give you clues to get this shit? You know who writes this stuff? Chris. All right, so.
But I don't understand. Why is his penis not attached? Like, was there some
way back in the
horrible accident?
Way like, back in the
detachable penis.
The song Detachable Penis. There you go. If you haven't heard that song, look it up. It's the worst song ever made.
Okay.
It played on our second date. It is officially our love song.
Gotcha.
It will be.
It's very romantic.
Our first dance will be to that song at the end of
our wedding. No, it will not.
Well, that got kiboshed really fast. All right.
Fast.
So we've done Where's Timmy's Penis. For everyone listening at home, dear God, I am sorry. Okay, but really quick, nerd debate time. One of my favorites. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Chris first. Captain America and Hydra, your thoughts. Is it a good idea? And as you wear a Captain America shirt.
It makes good sense for the storyline. A lot of adult fans are for it. All of the artists are for it. This is killing little kids' dreams, and it makes me really sad. There are little kids out there that absolutely love Cap, and now he's a bad guy, and they don't know what to do. Their entire world is shattered, and I feel so bad.
Do you remember the 90s when all the bad guys were cheering and everything?
No, because I was four.
All right, so we're going to move the question along here, as now I feel really, really awkward. All right. I was like 12. Okay, here we go. What, how do you feel about Captain America being Hail Hydra?
Considering I haven't seen the movie.
It's not the movie. It doesn't matter.
Well, I haven't seen the comic.
But how do you how do you feel about Captain America being a bad guy?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Found out that people are actually burning this comic book.
I don't think I would go that far, but I don't like it.
This is seriously going to be the most expensive comic to collect since the death of Superman, in my personal opinion.
He's just not supposed to be bad.
Your thoughts, Sharon?
I dislike it, too. I mean, I think from the beginning, Captain America has always stood for what good is supposed to be.
He's very much wholesome.
Yes.
Hands down, Captain America is the wholesome character from 1942 and the whole give Cap a boyfriend thing. And I have nothing against it, but I just don't see it.
He's evil now. So.
He's evil now. It's okay. It's okay.
He's gone out the window.
But I just feel...
That makes him evil.
Yeah, all right. But I feel that with 1942 values, that just would not be a big thing to do for his character. But being that they did make him a Hydra agent, I don't know anymore.
I just don't like that. Like, there's a lot of characters that fluctuate between good and evil. And you can do that with those
especially
characters.
Especially in the comic book world.
Yeah, you can do that with those characters, but not Captain.
Mm-mm, not Cap.
No.
No.
All right. I don't know if I want to give you guys the Batman debate, because I may save that for the live show. Because I feel like if I can get 30 people yelling at each other in front of an audience, hell yeah. That means people are going to listen and watch and videotape it and put that shit on Facebook, and we'll be more popular than a woman with a Chewbacca mask. Really quick, do you know how much money she's made off that so far? $500,000. Half a fucking million for laughing in a mask. Pisses me off, I swear to God. All right, talked about that on the show. It's my one gripe with this. I think it's great. No one's saying anything because I love the video, and I'm absolutely against it. I'm always that guy. Yes, I'm always against everything. I'm always just against the establishment. It's like, yeah, fuck the establishment. Woohoo! No. You could talk here. I need input.
Well, I loved the video because I really feel that her joy from it was genuine.
And I get that. And I do see that.
But it's the landslide afterwards that I don't like.
Her kids have a free college education.
That's a little extreme from genuinely enjoying a mask.
Yes.
$400,000 in scholarships.
There's no reason for that.
And how much did you say she was charging?
$20 an autograph. $20. By the way, to let you know, for $50, you can get the dude who is in the Bash Brothers and the Mighty Ducks. I mean, who's in Daredevil, but I had to say Mighty Ducks. You've never seen the Mighty Ducks, have you?
Yes, I have seen the Mighty Ducks.
Oh my gosh. Thank God. You've seen the Mighty Ducks?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Look, people who actually see good movies. Fuck you, Chris. All right, here we go. I have to make that joke at least once an episode for anybody who doesn't know. For the people in the room, not for you listening, because you guys get this shit. All right, so... What? Anything? That video pisses me off. Yeah, $20 an autograph. And then she's meeting Peter Mayhew tomorrow, who was the original Chew, played the original Chewbacca, which is great. But she got those tickets for free from James Corden, the guy who was one of the greatest characters in Doctor Who history, by the way. Loved the Lodger episodes. Loved them. All right. You're a Doctor Who fan.
Yes.
Best Doctor of this generation.
My favorite is the 10th Doctor, David Tennant.
Rank him then. 10?
11.
11.
That's where it gets rocky.
It's either 12 or 9.
I'm not sure yet.
Or the War Doctor. I'll throw that one in because I love the War Doctor.
Then I'd say the War Doctor.
John Hurt was awesome.
But I'm just not sure yet about the 12th.
Favorite companion?
Amy Pond and Rory. By far.
Least favorite companion.
Martha.
Ouch. Sorry, Freema. who was only here on Friday, but ouch. Yeah, she was here on Friday. Ouch. Reasons for hating Martha. I'm gonna show you guys why they deserve to be on, why they're helping me and everything. Just I'm going to show you guys. All right, so...
She was just kind of bland. She was there for a short period of time. She was kind of pushy.
Have you met Clara?
Yes, because Clara is my next least favorite.
You're just now getting to the end of the pond run, right?
Correct.
What are your rankings? Since you haven't seen Clara, you're good. What are your rankings? Who's your favorite so far?
Companion?
Yeah.
Is Pond.
Ah, the Ponds. Least favorite? It's Rose, Donna, or Martha.
To a lesser extent, Sarah Jane.
I like Sarah Jane. You can't...
You can throw her in the list.
That's just painful.
It honestly would have to be Donna.
I think Donna was perfect for what he needed at that time.
I feel like there's a revolt going on with our listeners. Like, where's the pitchforks? Can we storm that place right now?
Sorry.
Luckily, we'll be gone by the time they get here, so we're okay with that.
Sorry.
Another fun random fact. We actually got to see a Dr. and Donna from Pompeii cosplay today, which was awesome.
Did you get pictures?
We didn't because they were gone.
Ah.
Like, we turn around, and the next thing we know, they're just... Poof.
They were running with the purpose.
Yeah, they were heading towards... They were gone. They were heading towards like they were passing the root beer at 100 miles an hour.
I wish I'd got to see that.
It was really good. Wow. I don't even know what to say with Donna. Whoa.
Like, I know she's kind of loud, but she's what he needed at that time.
I look at their brother and sister relationship.
Yes.
It's a great relationship. We're not dissing your comment, by the way.
No.
No, it's just, this is what nerd debates are. You, who's your favorite companion? If you say Clara.
No.
Well, no. It's always going to be the pawns. It's always going to be the pawns, and you can throw River into that.
Ah, River. If you're listening.
She just makes me ridiculously happy.
Alex Kingston, if you're listening, call me. Look, hold on a second. If Misha Collins would call you, would you be okay with that?
No.
You say that now. And she wants to do the Gish Wishes thing, and she wants to get the huge package. The $200 one where he does like the wake-up call with it. And she's never going to delete that, and that's going to be her ringtone. I know where this is going. Like, Ashley, this is Misha. Wake up. And it's just going to be... It's going to be the phone call constantly. Your biggest nerd thing would happen to be Supernatural and, to a lesser extent, True Blood.
Correct.
So I'm going to go with a True Blood question.
Oh, boy.
Because why the hell not?
Okay.
Did the show just go to hell after season 4?
Yeah, I did.
Fuck, what were they thinking? That was season 6. Or the end of season
after
5.
Season 4.
It was.
Billeth. But I also want to say that the books also went to crap. Just
not
so you know.
I read the books before. I started the books before the series even started.
Yes.
But the last books.
The last few, it got a little hairy, but it never fell apart as totally as what the show did.
Like, I didn't even finish reading the last two. Like, I started them and didn't finish it.
You need to finish.
Do you know how the book ends? Do you know how the series ends?
Not in the books, because it was so poorly written.
If you haven't seen the ending to True Blood, the television series...
Well, I've seen the ending to the show.
Honestly, the worst finale in television history. The only thing they left open for anything is the fact that Eric was driving away. And that wasn't... In the last episode, though, was it? It's like, that's it. That's the only good thing that really happened, because she just... Look, if you haven't seen the end of True Blood, do yourself a favor. Don't. Didn't she just end up with some random dude?
Yeah.
Random. Random. Yeah. All right. Season 4. What was the witch's name? The neck... Yeah. Absolute worst character in the show run. Worst character in the show. Worst character in television history.
Don't go that far.
Name someone worse. Oh, the Gilligan and Skipper cosplay today was amazing. Forgot that.
You're talking about bad things.
No, it just hit me because it's like television. Oh, yeah. Worst character in television history. Come on, Marnie's not that. Marnie killed that show for me. That's what really hurt season 4 to me.
Yeah, except for the fact that she made Eric lose his mind and...
But Lafayette's love interest died that season. I mean, and I fucking love Lafayette.
I do too.
And your biggest nerd thing, fucking Disney. Look.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But she honestly has a girl boner for the fact that Netflix is going to be doing all the Disney movies at one point, which means I'm not going to have a life come September 1st. You gonna say something?
That got really close to my face really fast.
Oh, Disney movies. Okay, so favorite Disney movie? What's the one that you can at least pump? Just put in the VCR. VCR? Just put in the...
That's impressive.
Just put in the VCR, be kind, rewind, and watch over and over again until the tape just goes completely to shit. And then sell on eBay for $700.
My go-to Disney movie is always going to be Beauty and the Beast.
How excited are you for the live action?
Words cannot describe. I think they've done epically wonderful at casting it. and I cannot wait to see more.
All right. Are you guys good with this? Or do you feel okay? Is there anything you want to add about anything? Anything? You want to add anything? Sharon?
No.
No.
Kristen? Ashley?
I think we're good.
All right, guys. We will be back, I believe, Tuesday and then Wednesday. Tuesday night, we will be doing a normal show again. I have no idea what's going to be on that show, but probably expect something dumb. And then Wednesday, we're going to have an interview with the guy who is in charge of Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo coming to Paragould. We're going to talk about everything with that. We're going to hype the shit out of this convention. If you are in the Paragould area in July, trust me, it is going to be worth it. A free concert if you buy a ticket from the former lead singer, The Misfits. That automatically should be an amazing buy for anyone listening, especially if they're a fan of The Misfits or know anything about The Misfits. All right. Tomorrow's day three, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna be doing live video. Heaven help me. Because, trust me, when you see the dude who kind of looks like a fucking chocolate bunny who's melted into a giant blob, it'll be me. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing live video. We're going to be taking more pictures. You're going to see more stuff being come up on the website over this convention. Just Push cosplay photos going up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and probably Thursday, as there's going to be a shit ton of photos. And then next week, Little Rock Comic Expo. All right. Are we good? All right.
Good.
So say your goodbyes to everyone listening. Sharon, go first.
Good night. I don't know.
At least it's better than some of the stuff I've had in the past where people are just like, cheese. Kristen? Cheddar.
Goodbye.
All right, well, at least we say something loving, please. I mean, they're the ones who pay my bills. Say something loving. All right. For my other half, as she's hyperventilating, you can send your inhalers to Richard Pruitt at tvkmagazine.com. Guys, we'll be back on Tuesday. Don't forget to check out the website for more. Visit Zazzle.com/cravinghumor, shop.spreadshirt.com/thebuzzkillmagazine, and patreon.com/tbkmag. Become a fan of us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thebuzzkillmagazine. Dear God, this is a mouthful for Rich. My name is Richard Pruitt. Torgo, you know what to do. Take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve. Like a